Pete Kaiser and Nikolai. Talk about your race so far, this first 200 miles heading here.
It's been pretty good so far. Kind of ran into some real punchy trail there from Squinna on to Finger Lake and Rainy and into Roan as well. Probably being in the middle of the pack didn't help. I think it was probably a lot nicer trail for the front guys and more torn up as the farther you went back, so it was pretty punchy.
And is that pretty rough on the dogs?
I definitely was expecting to see my team be a little more sore after going through that, and they were, leaving Rainy there, much more sore than I think they would have looked if they were on a nice hard trail that they're used to, but you know, it's the same for everybody.
A lot of people had some trouble in the steps. What was your experience like?
Yeah, last year they were pretty nice, and this year they were worse than last year. I'm guessing they probably aren't nearly as bad as they could be. But like I said, going through them in the middle or back of the pack, there's a big trench right down the middle, but we made it through them fine.
So can you explain kind of what's difficult about them at all so that people kind of get a clue of what it's like?
I guess you're kind of just traveling through the trees, then all of a sudden you're going off a short drop-off. Sometimes there's a sharp turn right before you're going off the drop-off. And for me and probably a lot of other people, you don't know when they're coming. I'm sure some of the other guys who have done it a lot kind of know the little landmarks and know when to expect them. But for us, it's just kind of all of a sudden. It happens pretty quick, and then it's over.
A lot of people have been dropping dogs here. I was just at comms, and they just got word for another 10 more dogs. How are you doing dog-wise?
I'm going to drop my first one here. I've been taking it easy, kind of a little easier than I was planning to, kind of on purpose, just based on how punchy the trail's been. And I'm going to try to be patient and wait till we hopefully get to the type of trail that my dogs are used to before I can race a little harder, I guess.
And do you have an idea when that will be, or you just take it as it goes?
Well, hopefully soon. The trail coming into here was pretty nice. I'm looking forward to getting on the river here, and hopefully we get a nice hard fast trail. I think that's what my dog team will do best on.
And do you have set plans on your 24-hour layover? Do you know where you're going to do that?
No, I have enough stuff to 24 in either Cotton or Ophir. I'm thinking about it right now, my decision will probably be made on the fly between here and Tacotna while I'm traveling, depending on what the trail's like and how the dogs look.
You were traveling kind of in the heat of the day when it was pretty hot earlier this afternoon. Did the dogs do okay with that? Or?
Physically, they're fine. They're just slowed down by the heat, of course. We left Roan at like 5 a.m. and they looked great. It was dark and cold out, and they really looked nice, and they ran like that until the sun came up, and then they kind of slowly bogged down, and it was to be expected. Mm-hmm. But they still look fine. They're just going a lot slower.
And how are you doing so far?
I'm good. I got less sleep than last year, but I'm fine. During the day when it's so nice like this, it's kind of forget about how tired you were at 4 a.m.
Again, this is Pete Kaiser's second Iditarod. He came into Nikolai this afternoon in 23rd position at 125 with 16 dogs. Reporting in Nikolai, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.